Student protesters are calling the dozens of tents outside Sproul Hall the Free Palestine Encampment. It's now in its eighth day. Yazan Kashlan is a second-year PhD student studying economics at UC Berkeley. He said the encampment is encouraging group discussions with other students and members of the Berkeley community. They hope to explain their position, which is for the university to divest from companies doing business with the Israeli government, among other issues.
So yeah, people should think about their positions in society and what leverage they have over decision-making in institutions. And think about our demands. Maybe they can implement their own demands where they are. We see inspiring stories of people resigning from the State Department to Google to disrupting conferences. That's what people should be thinking about. The encampment is okay. Like, it's just a camp.
Hamza Mahmoud is a second-year sustainable environmental design student at UC Berkeley. He said the campus protests are part of a long tradition of student activism at the university.
Again, this is run by students, and it's been a movement that's grown so much in the last, several years even. But just speaking with other students, I think it's important to note that when we divested from South Africa, there was 10,000 students that walked out. That's obviously a goal that I have personally. I think we're not there yet, but we're having so many dozens of conversations with students and explaining to them how we can have an impact on what's happening in Palestine.
The Berkeley student encampment's demands are on a sign hung above the tents. They include divestment from institutions who are connected with the Israeli government and an academic boycott of Israeli universities, among other things. Ami Johnston Powell is a UC Berkeley senior. They said the student encampment will remain until the university administration agrees to address their demands.
I heard that there might have been conversations, but nothing solidified. So far, it seems that the administration specifically is very much pretending that we're not here, which, while that does mean they are leaving us alone, it also means they are not willing to listen to our demands. So we will be here, like I said, until those demands are met and addressed.
Aside from a violent confrontation on Wednesday evening between a pro-Palestinian protester and several counter-protesters that left three injured, the UC Berkeley encampment has remained largely peaceful. In the wake of unrest at other campuses around the country, President Biden today urged protesters to show restraint and insisted that order must prevail over violence and intimidation. Yazan Kashlan said he agrees with Biden that students should be allowed to study without disruption, but he thinks the sentiment better applies in Gaza.
Said, dissent is central to democracy, that's great, but the nature of protest is disruptive, right? We're here, we're taking up space, we're disrupting. To what extent you're disrupting, that's the question. Impede on others' rights to get what's rightfully theirs. And so Biden started talking about it's about fairness, it's about rights for people to, again, be able to go to school and achieve their educational goals without destruction. So what I think about, I'm not thinking about Berkeley when I hear him say that.
I'm Abby Taske, reporting for KPFA.